Busy week on the road from St. Louis to back home here in New York City to Boston, where we'll be hosting the show from our partner WGBH's studio at the Boston Public Library. Yes, that's what we're going to be doing on Friday. It's the show's first visit to Boston since the election. And in our travels since last November, we found a number of local communities busy problem-solving on their own, in their own local communities. There was a kitchen table discussion in Oklahoma, outreach for veterans post-war, two worried communities in St. Louis worried about some toxic landfills. Our next guest believes that good design is a great way to spur local problem-solving, and she says public libraries, like the one in Boston we will be visiting on Friday, have become multifaceted community centers. Sarah Williams-Goldhagen is an architecture critic and the author of Welcome to Your World, How the Built Environment Shapes Our Lives.
The contemporary library has become sort of a stand-in for a community center where you have not only books and access to all sorts of media, but you have knitting classes and mothers with children and community meetings and so on. So it's a complex design problem, because how do you make a space that actually works within that thing? Now, a lot of people just build sort of sheds, but that's not enough, because the more and more we know about design, the more we know that if a design is not helping people, it's actually diminishing their experience or even hurting them. And one of the interesting design problems about a community library in particular is that libraries have become really one of the principal social condensers of contemporary society, particularly in the United States, which is such a heterogeneous society and has so many different interest groups serving these small little local buildings.
And a built environment that says welcome.
Certainly. A very good example is David Ajay's library in Washington, D.C., called the Francis Gregory Library. It's in an underprivileged neighborhood in South Washington. What did he do? It's a shed, because how else are you going to accommodate so many different functions? But he made the exterior of the facade highly mirrored, because there's a park surrounding the building. Now, it's not a very nice park, but the building, through the reflections of the green and the light that change all day long, actually make that whole place a nicer park. And
it integrates the outside environment with the inside.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's been so much talk about the tension between immigrants and the authorities, the people who want to deport them. And yet, there are all these needs and all these stories of how immigrant communities have driven the use of public libraries. Can design actually address some of the issues of assimilation, language development, education, civic responsibility that would make our immigrant problems less?
Absolutely, because good design helps people feel well, keeps them coming back. These little libraries are social condensers. So because they're free and available to everybody around, everybody can come in and use them. There's a library that just was finished in Elmhurst, Queens, in which they have public art that's specifically connected to the immigrant community there. It's a very heavily Asian immigrant community. And everything matters in terms of design, the way that you display the different language newspapers and create a common meeting place where people can read. Some people can read in Hindi, some people can read in Mandarin, and so on and so forth. The organization of the internal spaces has a lot to do with whether people communicate with one another or go off into their little corners. So design absolutely can help sort of create a sense of common identity, which is, of course, what this country is about.
Yeah, it's very American sounding.
Yes, in a way that very few other spaces really can.
A library card, a first step to civic identity in
Absolutely.
America. I love that.
Absolutely.
Sarah Williams-Goldhagen is an architecture critic and author of Welcome to Your World, How the Built Environment Shapes Our Lives. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.